It took security forces 30 hours to end the siege of the Hyatt Hotel in Mogadishu. A special police task force deployed to the Somali capital killed the attackers and freed the hostages.
The security operation that took place in the Hyatt Hotel ended at midnight. During the operation, security forces focused on measures to ensure the safety of citizens who were stuck in the hotel. More than 100 people, including women and children, were rescued.
The attack began on Friday night when Al-Shabaab gunmen detonated two car bombs at the entrance of the hotel before storming it. Dozens of people were trapped in the building.
Just minutes before the blast, two of my friends told me they would be leaving, but seconds later they were both killed. People fled in confusion. They were all running towards places they thought would be safe. The hotel began to fill with smoke and flames. I saw one of the hotel guards bleeding and another man wounded.
The Hyatt is popular among businessmen, government personnel and politicians. This is the first attack Al-Shabaab has carried out in Mogadishu since Hassan Sheikh Mohammed was elected president for a second time in May. Despite a years-long offensive by the government and African Union forces, the siege is a reminder that the armed group still poses a threat to Somali security. Mohammed Vang, Al Jazeera.
Hanu Mutasa is following the story for us from Nairobi, neighbouring Kenya, and joins me now. So, Haru, really, the government say they've recaptured the hotel. The Al-Shabaab fighters are dead, but it still leaves many more questions unanswered for the moment.
Well, people who haven't heard from their loved ones are waiting near the hotel for any kind of news. We've been told that parts of the hotel collapsed, so there's a fear that some people could still be trapped in there. That's why some people are saying the death toll could rise. Security officials are still combing the area, looking through security footage, looking for evidence. This is a big hotel, popular with politicians and lawmakers, but it seems with this attack, mainly civilians were targeted. When the new president came into power in May, he promised to tackle insecurity. So questions are being asked, like, how did Al-Shabaab managed to get into the hotel? Why did it take security forces so long to bring things under control, 30 hours? And how is the government going to prevent more attacks from happening? In recent weeks, there have been smaller attacks by Al-Shabaab near the border with Ethiopia, and in those times, Ethiopia's managed to push Al-Shabaab back. So concerns are now being raised, of course, is what is being done about the security situation in Somalia. It's a fairly new government. They're still trying to get their things in order. And the concern people are having now is this new president going to be able to rein in Al-Shabaab and stop future attacks in Mogadishu? He said he's willing to speak to Al-Shabaab leaders, but he said the time is not yet right for that now.
Haru Mutasa for us in Nairobi. Thank you, Haru. Ali Wasami is a lecturer at the University of East Africa and a former education minister in Puntland. He says Al-Shabaab's hotel attack was a sophisticated operation and probably involved significant planning.
Mogadishu was recently in a very calm situation. There was no major incident since Zobe in 2017. Everyone was got surprised, and I think one of the main contributors of this operation was that the government is in transit, in transition, and there is still no clear command for many forces. The coordination was very difficult, and I think the situation was not expected as fast as it has happened. Shabaab are very formidable force still in Mogadishu and the surrounding areas. They have many eyes, and they have access of many facilities. I think it's not a surprise that the operation started within, but the scale, the casualties and longevity it has took was all extraordinary. The government was avoiding to politicize the security sector. There was a very criticism for the last government for using the security forces in a political context. I think one of the key issues that made the government into postpone the change in command, except for the NISA, which is the National Security and Intelligence Force, was to avoid that kind of backlash. But I think the situation now, rebounded back, that there should be a change in the in the security sector. There should be more coordination, and the government has to prioritize security from everything else.